Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Good afternoon. This is Chris Stamos with Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. So glad you've joined me today. And now we're heading into our Thanksgiving next week. And so it's a time to be with family, friends, time to be full of gratitude for what we have in our lives. Being grateful can be a gateway towards manifesting what you desire in your life because it opens your heart, filling you with love, love of others, and love of yourself. And then we can draw to us what our spirit desires. Now, you may have been having a stressful time right now and might not be able to feel that gratitude. Why has life dealt me this? But eventually you'll see this time is a valuable learning experience. I invite you to focus on one thing that brings you joy and do it this week for yourself and be grateful that you can. Something I've heard at many workshops is to go to bed at night and remember three things you are grateful for that happened that day. I know sometimes it can be a stretch, but if you really think about it, you can come up with three. And today I'm grateful for my father. He turned 100 this summer, and he's been in the hospital this week. We're hoping he's going home today. So we're very grateful he's in our lives, still alert and very vital. And he always amazes people as they think he's 70 years old. And my guest today is a well-known and beloved actress, Dee Wallace. Her recently released book, Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting, is an autobiographical tale of how acting became a spiritual journey for her and how she applied those lessons to her life. It's also the story of everyone, how we lose our light and the steps we can take to reclaim it. Dee Wallace has worked with every kind of co-star from Cujo to Lassie, as well as countless directors and producers and some of Hollywood's biggest names. And of course, we know Steven Spielberg as one of them. She became an icon in her role as the mother in E.T., the extraterrestrial. Her 130 films range from some of the scariest to the funniest ever made, including Cujo, The Howling, Ten, The Frighteners, and Critters. As one of Hollywood's reigning scream queens, she claims it has made her an expert on fear. She has starred in four television series and more than 400 commercials and is one of Hollywood's most sought-after TV guest stars. She's a beloved acting coach, and what you may not know about Dee, she is also an internationally known healer with two global radio shows and a series of healing seminars. Her I Am system of healing specializes in discerning limiting beliefs and fears in the individual's field and balancing them. This allows for increased insight, courage, and action, the formula for manifestation, and it's based on the I Am principle. So welcome, Dee, to Voices of Women.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes when you hear your intro, don't you kind of go, who is that person?
I do, quite frankly. And, you know, I think maybe that's how we should start the show is how all of us, but especially women, tend to not acknowledge their magnificence and their creativity and the powerful force in the world they are. And we kind of take ourselves and our gifts to the world for granted. So in this moment, I'm going to know that I'm absolutely magnificent in everything you just said about me.
Yes,
and
that's
true.
And invite
everybody to do the same about themselves.
Yeah, because we do that. We just, women are great at doing that, of kind of, you know, making apologies for, oh, I'm sorry, you know, who I am. And
well,
you know.
Yeah, if we don't see ourselves, then we project that out into the world. So if we don't see ourselves that way, how can we possibly expect other people to see ourselves and the magnificence that we are, right?
Right, and we need to be visible for others, like younger people. They need to see that women are powerful and all the things that women have done. So we need to be shining our lights, in a, you know, just like your book's bright light. So you're known, your first role, not your first, it's probably not your first role, but that you got really famous for was the mother in E.T. But tell us your story, how you came to be an actor. Did you always want to be one?
No, actually, I wanted to be a dancer.
Oh, there you go.
And worked to be a dancer and actually was a soloist with a couple of small ballet companies in the Midwest. But I was a very big fish in a very little pond. And my dancing teacher that I studied with all my life, this ballerina from Germany, took me aside and said, "Dee, you'll always be good. You're never going to be great. Is that what you want?" And she was right. I was built like a gymnast. I had the dramatic power behind my dancing, but I didn't have the strongest technique. And so she did me a huge favor, and I decided to turn my sights toward acting. And that's what I majored in college through education, and theater education. And then taught a year of high school and figured, you know, if I'm going to ever go out and do what I studied to teach, I better do it now, because I had to work my way through college. So it was, you know, I think it was 27 or almost turning 27 when I set out from Kansas for the first time in my life, never been out of Kansas, and moved to New York by myself. So so that's what I did, and that was the beginning of my professional acting career. Even though as a child, I had modeled a lot, helped support my family, actually, through modeling. My dad was working for Walt Disney, or a subsidiary of Walt Disney at the time, called Dell Comics. And so somehow he created me being the Dell Comic Queen, and I got to do all the press with Walt Disney and Robert Wagner and everybody that came through Kansas City. And Gene Autry, and got to wear a crown and did some commercials when I was younger. So I had that in me, you know. I had the desire and the acting, and actually I got that from my mom, because my mom was absolutely a brilliant actress. She did a lot of community plays and did really big major presentations at our church. Giving dramatic and humorous, what they called readings. We would call them monologues now. So I come by it all very appropriately, but I think I was probably wise as a soul and chose this family who was going to create a lot of lessons for me about creativity and the power of never giving the creation of you away. And that's what Bright Light is really about, is nobody and nothing can take your power to create yourself anew in every moment unless you give it away.
Right, that's so true. Because we have to take responsibility.
You bet. And, of course, most of us don't want to do that because the buck stops with us, and then we don't have anybody to blame when things don't get created, right? Which forces us to look within ourselves to the perceptions and the limiting beliefs and the fears that we're holding, which is sabotaging the very thing we want to create, right?
Right. So you mentioned your mother. Was she your role model, or did you have a coach, or you know, when you finally got to Hollywood and started doing movies, did you find role models there and people to guide you through that process?
Oh, absolutely. I studied with Uta Hagen in New York. But Uta was very mentally oriented. She broke everything down and really, you know, put everything into beats. And she created the roles firstly through her mental point of view. That never worked for me. And so when I came out to Hollywood, I studied for a while with Jeff Corey. But then I found a man whom I consider my mentor called Charles Conrad. And he was teaching almost blasphemous technique back then, which was come in, read the material one time, don't look at it again, get your energy to an incredibly high place, which creates you bypassing your mental mind. And what that does is it literally opens up your channel so that all information, as you know, is open to all of us. And so it is enacting also. So when I found that method, I was free. Cut to 20 years later, when I start to do some of this healing work, and little by little, I'm putting together, oh, gosh, my acting technique is a direct metaphor for what I'm understanding the creation process is. And that's the beauty of my two worlds came together in the book Bright Light. You know, I talk about all my great directors and stars that I've worked with and my experiences. But through that, the realization of really how we create our lives as a metaphor, really, with the acting technique comes together. And it so, made it so simple for me.
Yeah. It sounds like it. It's really getting in touch with the energies around you versus, like you say, sticking in your mind. Staying in your mind can actually, it seems to be less freeing as far as being an actor versus really just opening yourself up. Sound like you were able to open yourself with that work, with that coach, and then take that to this work. So we're going to talk more with Dee Wallace when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis, and we'll talk to you soon.
The world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I'm talking today with Dee Wallace, who's well known for her role as the mother in E.T. That's just going to be an icon that you just aren't going to be able to get rid of, are you, Dee?
Well, you know, why would I? It's my Wizard of Oz, and it's a beautiful movie. I don't think there's any mistake that I did it about the power of heart and intention. You know, if you want to get home to the home of you, you have to create that intention, know that you're going to do it, be responsible for choosing it, and then allow all of the universe, whether it looks like three kids, you know, or angels or archangels or whatever, to come in and support you in doing that. And that's really, I think, what empowerment's all about, is we've so often given our power to things, energy outside of ourself. And my mother used to always look at me admonishingly and say, you know, Deanna, God helps him who helps himself. And when I became a spiritual teacher and healer, I really got what that meant in a much greater way than the admonishment and control that most of our parents used it for, which is, oh, I have to take responsibility. I have to choose what I want. I have to choose to be the vibration and be in harmony and be the beingness of what I want to create. And then God, the creative force, the angelic world, whatever my term is for the energy that creates everything, can come forward and help me through my direction. But if I'm not choosing consciously, then, you know, whatever I hear on the television creates me, whatever I read in a magazine creates me, and God forbid what I hear on the 6 o'clock news at night creates me, right?
Right.
So,
that's so true.
Yeah, as women, and you know that famous saying that it's the Western woman that's going to save the world, right? Because we not only have the heart, but we also have the sense of empowerment. We know what power is in the Western world. And we also know that the power does not come from our mental mind, ever. The power comes from your divine heart. And that is your intelligence. Your heart center is your intelligence and your consciousness. So when we take those divine hits from our heart and put it with the power of creation and direction and intention that we know so well in this country, then you've got a mighty force of creation there.
That's true. And we also have something. We have the womb. I've been interviewing some people. We've been talking about, okay, go to the mind. You got to come down to your heart. And now I've got, I've had people on the show who have books about, and our power is in our womb and our, the knowledge is in the womb. So, you know, women's bodies, like you talk about metaphors for yourself, our body, women's bodies are metaphors of the power of the universe. And
well, sure. The womb is where you grow your creation, isn't it?
Right.
Where you grow it, where you nurture it. Where, I mean, I often say to women who have this illusion of breast cancer, well, how are you nurturing yourself? Because that's the center of nurturing for a woman's body, for the energy that she loves, for the child that she loves, comes from the breast. after she's delivered the nutrition and the nurturing from the womb. So that's definitely one thing I think that we all need to claim more of is our self-nurturing and for sure self-love. And, of course, we're taught from the time we can understand anything not to love ourselves, which is the key to everything for me.
Right. So it's relearning how to love ourselves. I mean, I think that is the first step. It's the first step that I think when you finally make some headroads on your journey of healing, it's when you've come to that place of loving yourself. It all starts there.
Absolutely. And I say woohoo and yippee to that.
Yeah.
I think we can add a lot of fun, right, to creation too. Creation should be fun. And I think we get so serious about this subject so much that we just don't go, okay, I know what I want. I've told the universe what I want. And now I'm going to go to the beach and surf or whatever. Go shopping. Have my toes done. You know, I really am a believer in not making it such a big deal.
Well, it's interesting you talk about that being serious because I've been feeling that myself. Like, why am I taking everything so seriously? Looking back on things and to bring the joy back to how you live your life, not to take things so seriously. We can have fun in this whole spiritual growth
indeed, we must because it's a part of the creation. That's why, you know, be as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Have blind faith. Ask for the toy you want. Know you're going to get it. And have a lot of fun waiting for Christmas, right? That's it. In the simplest terms, that's it. But like most actors, you see, we want to make it more difficult because then it becomes more important. And I say to my acting students, you know, seriously, guys, get a grip. Four-year-olds do this every day of their life. They are Peter Pan, and then they become Captain Hook, and then they're the crocodile, and they don't go, wait, I have to study what my intention is, right? What are my choices from the crocodile point of view? So it ain't the cure for cancer, creation. It's the creation of life.
Yeah, and we have the power to create that which we want. And it's funny, you know, we talk about being so serious. I've kind of had some what I call mental fatigue, just being under some stress of deadlines and things, and then just seeing some of the mistakes I've made because of the what I call that mental fatigue, where my eyes haven't focused and have missed something in an email. I've just had to laugh. It's cracking me up. Because what else can I do? It's like, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. Well, what else you can do is you could judge yourself and berate yourself and get down on yourself. But why? One of my clients that I work with on a continuing basis said, you know, Dee, I finally got what you've been telling me, which is, what's the point? What's the point in feeling crummy? What's the point in being a victim? It's not serving me in any way. And so once she got to that, you were talking about gratitude at the first of the show. And I just taught a two-hour webinar that's available on my website on gratitude. So it's up. Of course, it's Thanksgiving, so it's in our consciousness. But it's interesting to me that so many people will take seminars to figure out how to be more successful. What's in the way of my money? That's a big one. I'm going to study everything about money. How can I make more money? But they will not come to a seminar and read books about gratitude, which is one of the scientific things that has been proven to create more money. Mm-hmm. Right? So, as my mother says, we have it backwards. We're going not... what is within me that I can create? What is within me that I can create me as joy and harmony and balance and peace and see my own magnificence so other people can see it, we go, well, what can I get? What can I create outside of me? What can I make outside of me so that I know I'm worthy inside of me? And it works the opposite way. You've got to know.
Yep.
Yeah, you've got to know your self-worth and your magnificence before you create that outside of you in the world.
And when you create it inside yourself, the world will reflect it back.
Absolutely.
And we're constantly looking outside of ourselves to look for it, because then it validates it for us. But really, it's all inside ourselves. And if we don't find it in ourselves, it's not going to be reflected out there in the universe. That's how it works. And
well,
sometimes it takes a while to learn that.
Yes, and I want to add one more thing to that also. You see, you are the glass that's half full or half empty. You're it. So if you see yourself as half empty, you cannot see the world any other way. That is literally the perspective that you are looking out your eyes from. So somebody can say to you, you know, Dee, I'm sorry, I just don't have time. I wish I did. If you see yourself half full, you will go into, well, see, they don't think I'm worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is a perspective.
If you see yourself as half full, you'll go, wow, I know they want to do it. I know they love me. I know they want to support me. They must be really busy. Who else that loves me and supports me can I ask?
Yeah, it's so true. It's all your perspective, and you see it on people around you, and you can see a difference in their life. Because and when you're doing that half full, half empty, you're coming from that place of being a victim. Well, I'm talking to Dee Wallace. This is Chris Stainis, and we will come right back and talk more about transforming your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural low-sodium sea salt.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Women of Wisdom.
Well, that's Lorraine Bayes singing Woman of Wisdom, and that's our theme song for our conference. As you've heard every week, our 20th annual is coming up in February 16th to the 20th, and we're going to be having some amazing people, Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Naomi Tutu, and Ibaka Hill, and it is going to be an amazing long weekend. I want you to be in Seattle. Check it out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So we're back here talking with Dee Wallace, and she's had an amazing life and story of working and living in Hollywood, and her autobiography of Bright Lights. And so, Dee, I'm curious. I mean, you know, I don't think it's easy in your environment to, you know, do that crossover you did of becoming a spiritual teacher, you know, from an actress in Hollywood to a spiritual teacher. Tell us about that journey you've...
Well, you know, I think they're closer than most people realize, and that's one of the comments I get from people that read Bright Light, is first of all, oh my gosh, this is my story. And second of all, you know, creation is just creation. And one of the places where we create the most is through the performing arts. Right? So, like I said, when I realized that my acting technique was really the technique I used and we all use for creation in life, it was this huge light bulb that went on with me that I know how to do this effortlessly through my career. What if I do what I know from my career in my life? And it began to open up incredible information. I became very clairaudient. As you know, I do healing shows of my own and healing sessions. I have 3 healing sessions today from all over the world. And what the catalyst that really opened up the whole thing was that old belief, which I would so invite everyone to let go of and replace now, is that we have to hit bottom in some way in order to create our magnificence and our knowing again. I think that's a belief, and that's why we keep creating it that way. I don't think it has to be that way. I don't think we have to create dis-ease to learn that we want to be healthy and hold health and wellness in our consciousness. I don't think we have to run out of money to know that it's not about money, that it's about balance and love and joy in our life and stay in the creation of that. But like many people, I fell to my knees one night in true despair. I had been hurt severely in the business. As you know, my father was an alcoholic. All my life, ended up committing suicide. And so I had pulled myself up and pulled myself up and recreated myself many times. And then my beloved Christopher, my husband of 18 years, my soulmate, and one of my best teachers, died very early, right before he was 55, of a heart attack. I had a little girl who wasn't yet seven. And I fell to my knees and said, I don't want to be angry anymore. I don't want to be a victim anymore. I want my light back, and I want a way that we can heal ourselves. And the first thing I heard on that floor was, use the light within you to heal yourself. I didn't know what that meant, but I knew that my daddy had always called me his bright light. I knew from growing up in a Methodist home that God was the light of the world. I knew from trying to get pregnant how the light and energy ran through my hands that my acupuncturist taught me. So Charles Conrad had also talked a lot about energy and light and the creation of it and the direction of it in the first hour of our acting classes. So I had been being prepped for this for a long time without ever knowing it. And when I heard that, I said, okay, I don't understand, but I'm in. I'm in for every piece of information that you can give me, for all the highest understanding you can give me. I'm in, and I take responsibility for all the information that I can have. And the rest of my story, in a nutshell, is nothing more than miraculous. I was giving information on a daily basis. A lot of times didn't even know what it meant, what the words meant. I had one of the biggest acting schools in L.A. at the time. I had 80 people. I started taking this work in and had been practicing kinesiology with a chiropractor that I was working with. So we started doing kinesiology, and the messages that we received in class, and people's lives started changing, and their work started changing. They were able to access emotional work that they hadn't been able to because they were connected to their heart. And the whole technique that Charles taught got you out of your mind, which is exactly what you have to do if you want to create your life. And so all of it just was this snowball of expansion and understanding and information that came in. And now my specialty is being able to hear words and extrapolate energy from a person's energetic system, where there are blocks, where there are beliefs, where they're limiting themselves in the expansion and the joy of who they want to be. And do I do it? I do it because it comes through me. But like my acting technique, I have to choose to get out of the way, and then the information is delivered to me.
Oh, that's so true. And I know that from healing work I do. And it's really trusting information that what you are hearing or feeling or sensing, mm-hmm, is the truth.
That's a big part of the journey, isn't it? That trust.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, that's why I start my day with I'm Divine Love. Bring me the highest information of the most unlimited possibility with the highest understanding possible. That is my intention. I want nothing less. That is my direction to my I Am presence. Bring that to me now. God, the angels, the archangels, the ETs, all energy that's out there to support me, and I believe that all energy is out there to support me. And I got to tell you, it drops in from everywhere. Somebody can come up to me, you know, at CVS and just walk up to me and say something. And energetically I go, oh, my God, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's so true. And it comes in surprising ways sometimes when you don't expect it. If you just put it out there and then let it come to you, the universe
and
will talk
conscious.
To you.
Yeah. Be conscious and feel, because you will feel the energetic shift. It's small, but it's big when you hear the truth. You know?
Yeah, and I learned an exercise of asking a question at night to drink a half a glass of water while you're asking the question, and in the morning drink the other half, and then sometime during the day the answer will come, and it'll come in ways you don't expect. Some, like you said, someone might say something to you, you might hear something on the radio, you might see a billboard, mm-hmm. you might just mm-hmm. see a word, and you go, oh, that's it. And
I get
so,
a lot in license plates. But, you know, there's something that's interesting about the water, because we are, what, about 90% water, and so is the world. And water is the biggest conductor of information that we have, interestingly enough. With all this technology and everything, water is still the biggest conductor, and water holds memory from the time it's ever been. So that makes a lot of sense, what you're saying. Put that together with the Japanese doctor's work about water and crystals.
Right.
Takemoto. And
yeah.
The attention. Yeah, Emoto. The intention that you're putting into the water. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and what you have to be aware of, because what I just, like some people, you might think that, okay, I drank the rest of the water in the morning, I don't have an answer. It doesn't come that way. And sometimes you have to do it several times to realize how, because everybody's unique in how they receive their information. And so you have to be aware of how you get information and just let it come. Allow it to come versus like going, I didn't get an answer. Well, this is Chris Stainis. I'm talking to Dee Wallace. This is on Voices of Women. And we're going to come back and continue the conversation.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I'm having a wonderful conversation with the actress Dee Wallace. So, Dee, can you tell people how they can reach you, your website, about your where they can purchase your book and hear your radio shows?
I will. You can find everything out about me at my website. IamDeeWallace.com. There are direct links to both my radio shows. You actually can order my book on my website, and I will personalize it for you if you so desire. Or you can go to Barnes & Noble or barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and it's Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. I have two radio shows on. I do private sessions every day all over the world. And I would be happy to extend a special to your people listening if, you know, they so desire. So, yeah, you can find out everything about me there. You can email me directly. It comes into my office. I read them all.
So getting a special. So if they want to get a special, they should email you and perhaps put Voices of Woman in the subject in the email or something.
Yes, great. They need to talk about the show, and I'll give them a special price on a private if they so desire. Okay. There's also, I just got to say, if you go to the webinar page, there's amazing 2-hour webinars on every subject that you might be interested in hearing the highest information about. And at the end of each of them, I do personal work with people from the audience that everybody resonates with. So they're incredibly empowering, and everything on my website's really affordable, guys, very affordable.
Great. Well, thanks. Well, I hear we have someone who's calling in. So are they, Chris, are they there?
Yes, we have Dr. Pat on the line.
Wow, Dr. Pat.
Well, oh my God. So I have to say it. I am Pat Basile.
And honey, anybody that knows you knows that. How are you, baby?
You know what? I am ready to take a little trip and come visit you down in L.A. I'm so ready for that. It's so good. I got so much to catch up with all of you on. But I wanted to say, Chris, you are doing a fabulous job. I mean, this show... And be, I mean, out of the box. I love the questions. Dee, I mean, she is like putting you through the challenges here a little bit, which is good. And Dee,
oh, yeah.
I love your work. I love, love, love what you have become and what you are becoming. I absolutely adore what you're doing, your gift in the world. And having you two hot, fabulous women doing this work, all right, look out, everybody.
Well, and you know, I got to say, I wouldn't be doing this work probably in the way that I'm doing it if it weren't for Dr. Pat. She was one of the first people who found my work and said, you know, Dee, you're the real deal. You got something here. You need to expand. And she helped me do that and brought me on her shows and encouraged me. So my great gratitude this Thanksgiving time to you, Dr. Pat, for sure.
Well, and I got to tell you, it's mutual because all of us are in a place now where we could do so much for the world. I mean, I look at Chris and the whole Women of Wisdom event and, you know, what she's committed and dedicated her life to and the people that are gathering around you two ladies, not to mention the angels. This is why I think we get up in the morning and we keep saying yes to Transformation Talk Radio. And, you know, let's take a breath of air here and thank Chris and WBLQ, because this
Absolutely.
Guy said yes to us. He said yes to us, trusting, tried, true, and I'm telling you, he is the real deal as well. So all of us coming together in support of our listeners, because that's why we do this. So I'm not going to take up a whole lot of your time because I know you've got much more to talk about. But I just wanted to say thank you guys, for both of you, for actually all of you, including Chris, for doing what you do so well. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. Quickly, Dr. Pat, you must know that Dee Wallace helped get spaghetti stain off of my seat yesterday on Sue London Show. So very happy about that.
That's the real important work, after all.
Yeah. Okay? It is really important work. Without that, I mean, my gosh, how can we actually tie our shoes?
Exactly. So great to hear from you, Pat.
Yeah,
and
thanks,
I'll give you a
Pat.
Chris, good job. Keep going. Lots of good
thank
stuff.
You.
I love it. You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for all your support. I couldn't do it without Dr. Pat, too, so it's great.
All right, everybody.
Yeah. She's a beautiful light and walks the talk of supporting and empowering others. As do you.
Yeah. And, you know, it works together. Yes. And just
we're
Chris.
Rock. Yeah,
just,
we're hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's going to be a week of gratitude. We need to, I'm so glad you came on the show just because I can express that to her too, because it is great to have someone who I know she has my back, even though we don't have to talk all that often, but you know, you can feel she's got her back. So those are all her shows that she supports.
Absolutely.
You know,
and not from a manipulative or personal point of view. She just truly sees the truth and comes forward to empower those that have it. And I'm very indebted and grateful to her.
Yeah, and you are doing that too. And I'm just kind of it's amazing how I just really appreciate how you blended this life and how you've been able to connect, because we have such an image of Hollywood, you know, of what Hollywood is, and then all the young people that are getting into trouble because it's when you're famous so young. We have a minute, a couple minutes left of what is your advice to young people? Not even if they're Hollywood famous stars, just all young people.
My advice to young people is be in the joy of who you are. You know, don't buy what you hear in society about how tough everything is. Create what you want and who you are and be authentic. Don't be afraid to authentically be who you are. Because you know what? I do horror films. I just finished Rob Zombie's film. And I'm a healer. And I'm an author. You know, that's who I am, and I love it all, and have the joy to stand up and go, this is who I am, and the world will respond to you, I guarantee it.
Yes, they will. So just have, you know, go for those dreams. You know, don't limit yourself. I think that's part of your message, is about don't limit your beliefs.
Just keep creating. If you go to the right and somebody doesn't want to create with you, then move to your left and keep going until you find, you know, the place that goes, oh, I get it. Let's create. But you never, ever, ever give up the creation. You just in every moment, where can I create? Where can I create? How can I create? And how can I love myself while I'm creating? That's all you have to do in the world works.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Dee, for being on my show today.
Oh, I had such a ball. I could just do this forever. But you have to go pick up your blessed daddy. You give him a big kiss for me. Because
okay.
He's an inspiration to all of us, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. So
my
parting thought for everybody today is to reflect on your life this weekend and this following week. See what it is and who you are grateful for. Feel it. Express it. And see what comes into your life when you're filled with gratitude. You may be surprised. So, again, I want to see you in Seattle, February 16th to the 20th. Everything is on our website now, and you can register. We have some special early bird pricing through the end of November. Special weekend passes, but you can come and just come to one event or one day, and we have some specials on our major presenters. We have some specials on our major presenters where you'll get the weekend. You'll get their workshop. If you purchase a workshop, you also have their evening event. So go to www.womenofwisdom.org. and find out about our monthly events. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom, and you can reach me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. This is Chris Stanis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stanis.